Hello, my friends. It's Majid and you are listening to Ariana Podcast. This podcast is produced by Ariana Travel Agency. We have 4 group tours for next fall and winter. Feel free to contact us for more information or visit our website arianatravel.com. As we said always, travel to Iran like you should do. In the first episode of Ariana Podcast, an introduction of Iran, I listed several reasons for why travel to Iran. Iran has a rich and ancient history with remarkable historical places and a lot of building related to the thousands of years ago, including Burn City and Giroft, Pasargadeh, the capital of the Achaemenid Empire during the Cyrus the Great time, and the place for Cyrus's tomb. Magnificent Persepolis built by Darius and Xerxes, Sassanid archaeological landscape in Fars region, Sousa or Shush and Shushtar historical hydraulic system, Choghazan built the Great Ziggurat of Median Empire, Naqsh-e-Jahan Square in Isfahan related to the Safavid dynasty, Golestan Palace in Tehran, and more places than you can imagine. We hope in the future we can discuss individually more detailed about them. Iran has great, kind, warm and lovely people. It's the most significant cultural feature of Iran. According to the traveler experiences, hospitality of Iranians is obvious and brilliant. Another option is nature. Nature of Iran is beautiful, amazing, huge and diverse. Different weather and landscapes, mountains and plains make Iran rich in climate, geology, biology and so on. Because of this, Iran is known as four-season country. So, you can experience 4 seasons in the same time. For this, we have a tour with the same name, 4 Season Tour, that it is performed often during fall and winter. For more information on booking the tour, you can check the website. The next point is food. Oh my god. It's my favorite delicious part. I'm crazy about foods, and it's a very important part of my trips. Iran is like a paradise for food lovers. You can find a lot of kind of kebabs in everywhere with different shapes and, of course, different tastes and different sizes. After that, dizi and zereshpolo with chicken, that we say zereshpolo ba morg, are famous. In the other hand, special foods of each city are different exciting adventure. Like Kalampolo in Shiraz, Beryuni in Isfahan, Qaymer-e-Sar in Qazvin, and a lot of other things. Oh, I'm hungry now. Desserts, beverages, and drinks are completely different adventures. We will discuss about them in the future. Don't worry about that. The last thing in this small list is cost. For the tourist, it's cheaper than their hometown. Transfer, accommodation and food is cheap. And depending on your budget, you can enjoy them. After all of this, for this episode, I will explain how you can come to Iran and what you must know. So let's start Ariana Podcast, episode 7. Thank you. start planning to travel to Iran, probably the first step is listing your interests. What do you want to see in Iran? Historical places, natural landscapes, doing adventurous activities, seeing the people, culture, or modern life, and everything you want. In other words, it's better to determine your purpose. Knowing more about history of Iran, and in this you must consider which historical parts of Iran is your favorite, hanging with locals and knowing culture, traditions and lifestyle, food discovering, as I told, it's my favorite part, adventures such as camping, hiking, climbing, rafting, skiing, off-roading and a lot of more other activities. Scientific purposes like constituting in a seminar, conferences or something like that, or investigating on a special field like environment or architecture. And at the end, maybe your goal is medical purposes. As probably you know, cost of medical services in Iran is relatively less than anywhere else. All of these purposes or some of them could be mixed together. Up to you. Next step is determining when you want to come to Iran and how much do you have time for this. Actually, Iran has two high seasons and two parts of low season. Late February to late May is the first high season and it's along with New Year celebration in Iran. The second one is from early September to early December. And between them is actually low season. The importance of knowing high season is because of vacancy in accommodation and sometimes in transfer. So it's better to reserve a few months before your trip. It's safer and causes you have more suitable options to choose. During the low season, there is no problem with reservation and in the other hand, attractions and tourist sites are more empty and you will have more space to enjoy. After this step, you need to determine your route, which cities and places do you want to visit and how much you want to spend time in Iran and each cities. Actually, you need to plan your trip. Our group as Ariana Travel Agency is on your service for free consultation and helping you to decide the best possible itinerary depending on the time you have and the date of travel. After that, you need to determine your visa condition. Do you need visa or not? Visitors to Iran must obtain a visa from one of the Iranian diplomatic missions unless they come from one of the visa-exempt countries or countries eligible for visa on arrival. Consider that all visitors must hold a passport valid for at least 6 months. Admission is refused to women not wearing Islamic head cover, scarf, long sleeves or stockings. And Israeli citizens are totally banned from entry to Iran. There are two types of Iran visa for tourist purposes. First, Iran tourist visa and second, Iran visa on arrival or VOA. Or Iran Airport Visa. Iran Tourist Visa has 5 steps including fill out the visa application form, wait for application receipts confirmation and application fee payments instruction. Pay the services fee, then you will receive the visa authorization code after 3 to 5 working days. It could be longer for some nationalities. In the final step, refer to Iranian consulate you have selected and collect your visa. And then come to Iran. You can perform this by help of travel agencies and just collect the visa. The second option is not possible to obtain your visa when you arrive in the airport. This process is named visa on arrival and is possible in 7 different internationals Iranian airports, including Imam Khomeini and Mehrabad in Tehran, Shiraz, Mashhad, Tabriz, Isfahan and Kish. However, due to the possibility of visa rejection, it's a risky option. consider VOA is not available for journalists and military personnel. Thanks to this visa, you will be granted a period of 30 days to visit Iran. This process is not available for some citizens, including Afghanistan, Bangladesh, India, Iraq, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Turkmenistan, United Kingdom, Canada, Jordan, Somalia, USA, Colombia, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. This list could be changed. American, British, and Canadian citizens must be accompanied by a registered tour guide, and it's not possible for them to travel without a tour guide. They should apply through an Iranian travel agency who will arrange the issuance of an invitation letter and a reference number. By referring the reference number to the nearest Iranian embassy, the applicants can easily collect their visas. In some cases, flight and hotel reservation might be needed for the process.
تو هم دل بندی هم دل میبری زیبای خفته گهی با ما گهی با دیگرانی ای سیه مو کمی کم کن از آن ناز و ادای گنگ و پنهان شبیه نامه های بینشانی ای سیه مو نمیدانم کجا زلفت جنونم را برانگیخت کجای زندگی من تو رخ داد ای سیه مو نمیدانی کجای قلبم و گیری نشونه تو صاحب اختیار مای مختاری سیه مو باش سیه موی من گل خوشبوی من بیا با ما وفا کن بیا بگذر از کوی من ای وای سیه موی من مرا از سوی من اگه بری میمیرم بیا
After visa, we arrive to travel insurance. Don't worry, it's very easy and accessible. You have several options, like when you want to collect your visa in Iran embassies, you can pay and get travel insurance. Or when you arrive to Iran in the airport and in the special section, you can get it. The another option is a travel agency. Most of the travel agencies will do it easily. After all of this, decide about your entrance way. The most usual way is by airplane in Imam Khomeini International Airport or to Shiraz. But you have numerous options to do this like car, train and ship. Completely up to you. Due to the sanctions and political issues, you cannot properly use MasterCard, Visa card or other credit and debit cards. So you have to have money as cash when you're arriving to Iran. As I said always to my friends and tourists, for any problem in Iran, there is one solution at least. So you could have a few options like keeping money in cash with yourself or getting a debit card by bank. This process is a little difficult, but some organizations and agencies will do it for you, and also us, that we can do it for you, and the card will be recharged depending on your needs. It's not necessary to say, but if you had any question or need help, our free consultation section is on your service. Other thing you must know is about exchange money. The currency could be variable every day according to my experience during the recent years. So for sure, you can exchange a little when you arrive in the entrance place, like airport or everywhere. After that, you can exchange easily in official exchange shops or sometimes in the hotel you stay. Consider there is a small difference between exchange shop and the hotels, of course. On the other hand, you can use an official exchange system. I don't recommend this one, except when you know a trustable person in Europe. other thing that is better to know is internet connection. In the old hotels, you can use hotel's Wi-Fi, but when you are outside the hotel or between the cities, you will need a SIM card. There are two mobile operators in Iran, including Hamrah Avval, Irancell and Vital. The Irancell is most popular and accessible for tourists. With a copy of your passport, you can buy one and charge it. I recommend in the beginning activate an internet package to use more easily and cheaper. Between buying and activation, there is probably 1 day distance. Consider this. Also, travel agencies will do it for you before you arrive. The next thing is tour guide. If you come by a travel agency, mainly you will have a tour guide with you. But if you are not, you can find daily tour guide by travel agencies, website and some hotels. Also in the main attractions like Persepolis, always there's professional guide. For all of these services, you can check Ariana's website with name arianatravel.com. We have several Planet Group tours around the year. All services are available with high quality and cheaper prices. For the dates, tour plan and booking the tour, visit website and click on reservation of a group tour or Cyrus group tour. My colleagues will contact you and provide the best conditions for your tour. Travel to Iran like you should do.
دیشب زیر نور ما خوابیدم، خواب تو چشماتو دیدم، توی خواب لبهاتو بوسیدم، با یه بغض گنده از خواب پریدم. با مداد آبی و سفیدم عکس تو رو روی ما کشیدم، ابرومتو روی ماه و پوشون تا سایه سیاهش رو دیدم، دلم تنگ شد برای بوسه هامون، گریه کردم هی چشمامو مالیدم.
Now accommodation. In most countries, booking hotel is easy thanks to platforms like Airbnb or Booking.com. But because of the sanctions, neither of these platforms is available in Iran. So ignore the Booking.com to discuss about your alternative choices. But before that, let's talk about your different options, including modern 5 and 4 star hotels, boutique hotels, hostels, eco-lodge, guest houses, and of course, couch surfing. Modern hotels are mostly like other parts of the world, with some small differences like lack of serving alcoholic drinks and separated pools. The most unique hotels in Iran are boutique hotels, hostels and traditional houses used as a hotel. Depending on the city you are there, you have a lot of options, and in some cities more than others, such as Shiraz, Kashan, Isfahan and Yazd. They are beautiful, comfort, cozy and safe, as well as having very good, kind and helpful staff. Some of the best choices include Murshidi House and Mahinestan in Kashan, Qasr Munshi and Isfahan Traditional Hotel in Isfahan, Nartiti and Moshiron Mamalek in Yazd, and Furuk Boutique Hotel and Darbeshazde in Shiraz. They are suitable for different types of trip and travelers, except luxury travels. For this group, the best options include Espinas Palace in Tehran, Ameriha House in Kashan, Abbasi Hotel in Isfahan, Daat Hotel in Yazd, and Zandia Hotel in Shiraz. You can visit TripAdvisor.com and other related websites showing you the plenty of options that suit for different budgets. Another way to experience Iran is staying in eco-lodges, often made from natural materials and great for sustainable tourism. The most of them are also located outside the cities. it will be memorable activity to do. Guest houses are another option, often cheaper than hotels and hostels. And by this, probably, you would find some local friends. Check the stayhome.com. The last option is couchsurfing, allowing you to literally live with Iranians in their home for free. Cook meals together, exchange about culture, and learn about the best places to see from a local perspective. And now, how you can book hotels in Iran. As I said already, there is no possibility to book online by booking.com and Airbnb at the moment. But there are some local hotels booking websites that you can browse hotels in many cities of Iran. Then book and pay online with international credit or debit cards. Some even accept PayPal. Just remember that if you are planning to apply for visa on arrival at Iranian airports, you will be asked for a confirmation of your first night's reservation. The second most efficient way to book hotels is via Iranian travel agencies like Ariana. Another option is hotel booking desk in many Iranian airports, where it's possible to book 4- or 5-star hotels directly, but it's a risky option because these desks close in the evening. The last option is connecting directly to the hotels by phone or email. Typically, hotels take between 1 or 2 days to reply to the emails. Consider this. Choosing the way for booking is completely up to you. Don't hesitate yourself to contact us for more information. The last thing we will speak about that in this episode is transport. If you are traveling to Iran by yourself without the help of a tour operator, you might need to know about the transportation system of the country. To arrive in Iran, you can choose air, rail, or bus system depending on where are you coming from. In this episode, I will talk about intercity transport. The main cheap and accessible transport way is by bus, mainly between all cities of Iran. The cost of bus ticket is very low, and when you are in Iran, it's very easy to find a place to book for you, like travel agencies, hotels, and also you can go to the terminal and buy by own yourself. The second option is the using of aerial transport system. Actually, it's often possible for big cities like Tehran, Isfahan, Shiraz, Mashhad, and some more. It's good and faster than other ways, and still cheap. You can also choose railway, and if you are traveling in a group, you can purchase the ticket for a 4- to 6-seated wagons that the seats turn into a bed for a comfortable night sleep. Some railway systems, such as Tehran to Mashhad, have different quality levels for more luxuries to ordinary classifications. For this, you need to purchase the ticket by a travel agency or at the terminal. There are private cars or taxis as well to transport you between the cities, which will take 4 passengers to the destination and might be at the same price as the bus fare, but it is less comfortable for longer journeys. If you had any question or need a help, just contact us and we will help you to find best possible option.
اوفی اوفی یاروندن اوفی اوفی دل داروندن اوفی اوفی یاروندن اوفی اوفی دل داروندن ببخشی نقل و کلوچه ببخشی نقل و کلوچه نمزادم با نازندن نمزادم با نازندن نمزادم جانن مثل گل و پانن نم زدم جونم مثل گلو بونه. ای مام تو خوب نگاش بکن دادای گپم پسند کن، ای مام تو خوب نگاش بکن دادای گپم پسند کن، شاخشم شاد یارومن یارومن دلدارومن رفیق روز سختومه. نمزادم جانن مثل گلو بانن، نمزادم جانن مثل گلو بانن، نمزادم جانن مثل گلو بانن، نمزادم جانن مثل گلو بانن.
What you listened was the 7th episode of Ariana Podcast. I hope this episode be useful and help you for coming to Iran. I wish have a good time and see you here very soon in Iran. Khoda negahdar.
اوفی اوفی یاروندن، اوفی اوفی دلداروندن، ببخشین اغلو کلوچه، ببخشین اغلو کلوچه، نمزادم با نازوندن، نمزادم با نازوندن، نمزادم جونن مثل گلو پونن، نمزادم جونن مثل گلو پونن. مم دادا شما بگی کاکا و باب راستی بگی، مم دادا شما بگی کاکا و باب راستی بگی، که نمزادم خوشگلن خوشگلن مه پیکرن، نمزادم من رفیق روز سختمه، نمزادم جانن مثل گل و پونن، نمزادم جانن مثل گل و پونن، نمزادم جانن.